Hi you guys, this is Samantha here to talk to you after my 10 o'clock Cheerio dinner time. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm so glad that you guys decided to come onto this Anchor podcast. And today we're going to be talking about life after death, what I believe in, and yeah, that's basically it. So yeah. But me personally, I was kind of sort of raised Muslim the first 13 to 14 years of my life. And it wasn't strict enforcement, but we prayed and, you know, my dad didn't let me eat a lot of pepperoni pizza. So that's always cool. Just kidding. But my mom was raised Christian and she was kind of laid back about all that, but my grandparents are pretty heavy in the Christian religion. Well, my grandpa was before he passed. He would always wake up around 5 a.m. reading the Bible, and I'm pretty sure he's read it more than once. I'm almost positive. But as for me specifically, after moving to Italy, I kind of lost track of the Islamic faith. It sort of fell through the cracks because I was away from my father and we just moved to Italy, so I was super, super hyped about that. So religion was the last thing I was thinking about. But being in Italy, though, a lot of people were Catholic, which I thought was interesting. I was able to go to the Vatican and see some really cool artwork and, you know, some nice cathedrals, you know. So it's a very, very serious religion. I will give it that. They have a lot of holidays off for that too. It's crazy, but not really my thing. However, throughout high school, I was experimenting with different types of beliefs because as a person, I was just trying to figure it all out, and that's all that was. So in the meantime, after learning a little bit from the Quran and a little bit from the Bible, I think I went to Buddhism. And even though Buddhism isn't technically a religion, it's still a guide to how you should want to live your life. And the overall message is to just treat people how you want to be treated. And you shouldn't eat animals, but tee hee ha ha, I'm still eating hot dogs. Sorry, not sorry. And just to overall be respectful and spread positivity. That's basically, I mean, of course there's more to Buddhism than that. You know, I'm just scratching the surface for time's sake. But, you know, overall that way of life is very peaceful. And I can agree with most of its values. After that, I kind of was in my emo, edgy phase. So I was doing Wiccan for like a month or so, and it was interesting. Learning about earth magic is pretty cool, or green magic, whatever you want to call it, nature magic, you know. But it was really cool. It was very interesting, but I also just, you know, it just didn't seem like the right fit. I really should stop using the words, you know, as my filler words. I'm gonna do better about that. But after Wicca, I believed, what else was after that? I forgot what it was called, but it was the idea of, I believed in a higher power, but I didn't know what religion it was, but there was a religion for that, and I was that, and to a certain extent, I still kind of, you know, I think it was agnostic, actually, and I still kind of agree with that to a certain extent. However, I'm positive, like, to me anyway, I feel that there is a God that created all of this, but, you know, it was interesting. Once again, a lot of these religions are just really interesting to dabble in. Being agnostic was really comforting the most because it's unclear, you know. It's either you believe in it or you kind of don't believe in it. You just question everything. And I think I question things and I accept a lot of it, which is also why I decided to dabble into omnism. Omnism is basically the belief of coexistence. However, even though the idea of coexistence is so amazing, I love the idea of cultures and religions being able to live together in harmony despite religious values. However, it is kind of unrealistic. A lot of Eastern cultures have polytheistic gods, and we in the Western Hemisphere seems to focus on monotheistic values, and that's fine, but it's just hard to picture such major things collaborating positively with each other. I hope I said that well. I pray I did. So even though I liked omnism, it's irrational, unfortunately. And I still believe in animism. This is kind of new, but I've always believed in it. I just didn't know that it had a name. It's basically where you believe that everything has some sort of life essence, even if it's 0.00000000001%. There are traces of essence or life in there. Because when you think about it, when humans die, a lot of their soul goes into the atmosphere and it's recycled everywhere. So if we're buried in the ground, we deteriorate, we're in the soil, correct? And in the soil, there's minerals and metals, and those later are mined. And we use those metals to create TVs, computers, video game consoles, CDs, DVDs, all that. So I know that seems really far-fetched, but when you think about it, it's really not, like I said, even the smallest amounts, it's there. And I kind of agree with animism, but overall right now, I don't think I have a set religion. Right now, I've just been meditating a lot, trying to achieve astral projection. I do believe that death is what we make of it. I feel if you carry anger, sadness, regret, and all these negative feelings, that you will be stuck in a place that you don't want to be. However, if you accept love, light, passion, and happiness into your life, and even, right before and after you die, then you'll be okay. But that's just me. That's how I feel. Because if you have no regrets, anger, or sadness, then what is there to stay for? You're ready to ascend to the next part of your life because you're filled with so much light and joy. And ascension, that's basically what ascension is. And so that's how I feel about life after death. But this podcast is kind of lengthy. I think I'll cut it kind of short right here. If you have any other questions you'd like to talk to me about, or my views on the other religions, or just to talk about any of my other podcasts, I am so down. You can always leave me a message on here, Instagram, Facebook, on my website at gothgirlgabby.universe.com. I have there, you can literally look me up anywhere and find me anywhere, message me anywhere. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys for, everything, really, because you guys just support me so well. And, you just make this so much more fun. So anyway, enjoy your week. Don't let small inconveniences ruin your day. Stay hydrated, eat at least twice a day, and live your life. Try to stay positive, okay? Try not to spend too much time being angry and sad. I understand that we're human and we tend to get like that, but just don't dwell too long on those feelings. I know it's hard to get out of those funks. Trust me, I'm right with you guys. And that's why I like to make these podcast, because my life's not perfect. I don't even have a job, and I feel like I relate to a lot of your guys' issues. And if I'm over here saying that you'll be okay, and I know we're all different, but I feel we're all strong too. So I believe in you guys, and I know you can make it, and I know you guys will be okay. So that's it. Good night. I have a special guest on Friday, but I'm not gonna tell you who that is, but it's gonna be a pretty serious topic again. So stay tuned for Friday. Yay. Bye.